You know when you're starting to drink and you're, you know, 15, 14, 16, 13, 12, 11, 9, and people kind of get carried away with acting overly drunk?
Right.
I'd like to see a bunch of, like, 13-year-olds drinking zeros all night. I reckon they would
get... The
placebo effect would get them pissed. Mm. But, you know, that's not usually something I advocate for, is trying to give beer to 13-year-olds.
To minors, yeah.
Yeah, but 0%. Legal.
So I could give my son this stuff.
Yeah, you can sit down and have your first beer.
Yeah, son. Yes. Have a beer and just see how he goes. He's 8 years old.
His son sits there rocking a 0% beer. Like, I'd like... I would just
that'd
like
be
to
a
see,
really great social experiment.
Send me a photo of, like, the label that we're on. I'm just going, yeah, cranking it. Cranking it down. Why are we drinking 0%?
It's the morning.
It's the morning.
It's still the AM. Oh. I have had breakfast. I have not had lunch.
What do you have for breakfast? What's a go-to breakfast for Mark Morgan?
Rotates between breakfast cereal, maybe a bit of porridge, some toast, crumpets, a bit of crumpet.
All that in one hit at one sitting?
No. Different days, different breakfasts. And
you can put away some food. I've seen it before. It's pretty impressive. I can put some ginger nuts in front of this man.
They're gone. They're gone. I never buy ginger nuts either.
All right, I've got to try and talk into this.
Yeah, talk into the microphone.
Talk into this thing.
Yeah.
But then it blocks my face, and it's my best feature.
Well, that's a feature.
That and the back of my nutsacks. They are exquisite.
Come a little bit closer. There we go.
First, buy me a drink. Okay, here we go.
Right. We didn't record a few days ago.
Yeah, so we're a bit late on this one.
I was feeling under the weather.
And then I've been away all week up north, in the winterless north. It was very hot up there, believe it or not.
You played a bit of golf?
Played a bit of golf.
Got a birdie, I hear.
Got a birdie. Very happy with that. My first ever birdie. And
never
got
played
drunk
golf in
with
my life.
People for work, basically. That's what I have to do sometimes.
That's a decent job.
Yeah, in the winterless north, playing golf and having a good time. Yeah, it's a good time.
New Zealand's one of those countries that it gets warmer the further north you go. Some countries, the north is the cold part.
Wow.
But not here.
Explain the equator now.
We're on the other side of the world.
Yeah, southern
tends to
hemisphere.
Be the south that's the cold part.
Yeah, that's right. So you're heading up north, the Bay of Islands, Paihia, all that sort of place. Where's the furthest north you've been?
I've been to Cape Reinga.
I've never been to Cape Reinga. I've worked in Northland forever, but I've never been like, you know what? I can't be asked driving another half an hour that way.
No, I've been to Cape Reinga. I've been to Bluff as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been to Bluff. I've never been to...
For those of you not familiar with New Zealand geography, that's the northernmost point of the North Island and the southernmost point of the South Island, but as far south as Stewart Island.
Yes. No, the furthest south I have been... Queenstown,
Invercargill?
Dunedin. I never made it to Invercargill. I should have. I was meant to go there for work, but I was like, nah, I don't really want to go.
I took a flight. Well, I dropped my wife to take a flight out of Invercargill right as the country got locked down for the first time ever.
Yes.
I wasn't planning on going to Invercargill.
Nobody planned on going to Invercargill.
We were just like, oh shit, we need to get back to Auckland. The only way out is from Invercargill.
It's a place you have to go to. Well,
she went from Invercargill. I went from Dunedin.
Yeah, right. Spend a lot of time in Dunners.
Oh, yeah.
Dunners is a great town. What a place.
I like Dunedin.
Yeah. So Dunners is Otago country, Otago Highlanders. The Village of the Damned is Christchurch. That's Crusader country, a place where rugby teams don't win anymore, which
this is
fantastic.
True. We'll touch on that in a minute.
We're just going to do a little bit of rugby geography. The Hurricanes from Wellington, the bottom of this North Island. Which that area encompasses the Wairarapa.
A lot of areas.
Do they? They used to have Taranaki,
but then they switched allegiances because they didn't get enough home games.
Yeah,
this is enthralling viewing.
And Taranaki,
I'm
name a famous rugby family that's from Taranaki.
The Barretts.
The Barretts, yes.
From the Taranaki.
Yes, and would you like to go take the other two teams?
Oh, the Chiefs are Central North Island.
Yeah, Waikato.
Yeah.
Eastern Bay of Plenty.
Yeah, and then the
Western Bay of Plenty.
Blues, Auckland, and everywhere Northland. North of Auckland.
North Harbour, in fact.
That's part of Auckland.
And this has been the podcast this week where we...
it's the New Zealand Rugby Geography Podcast.
Wow, it's some fascinating shit. Can you hear it? Alarm going off somewhere?
There's an alarm going off somewhere. There shouldn't be too many burnouts today, though, because it's the middle
of the... There was one.
Oh, yeah, right, actually, right as I got here. Yeah.
Tell them what was happening when you actually pulled up coming down my street today. What did you get encountered?
As I drove down the street approaching Tony's house from my right side, there was a ball of some description which just...
An errant ball.
Yeah, which just flung
I'm
going to
get this door because it's kind of clinking.
Yeah, it was some kind of golf ball. Tony was whacking some balls around his front yard, and that one went over the fence. So, couldn't control his balls.
It was a nasty slice. I'd like to say it was a controlled fade.
I was wondering, because I called you to say I was on the way, I was wondering if you were just sitting there going, like, when he gets
here. I'm going to hit a ball at his car. That'd be great.
The thought did cross my mind.
Should we talk some golf this week instead of
Never
rugby?
Played golf. Played mini golf.
We're going to play some golf.
One day we'll play some golf.
We'll go down the driving range sometime.
Okay.
You know, we'll see how you go.
Yeah. And probably not well.
No one goes well.
I'll probably hurt myself.
Nobody goes well.
Although not next month, because next month I am not going to be here.
Whoa. Big news.
We have talked about it before, but yeah, I'm going to be in China in April.
What are you doing in China?
I figure I'll travel around a wee bit.
A bit of trav?
The choice is stay at home with my parents-in-law for a solid month or get out and about. What would you choose?
You know, I really respect my parents-in-law, so I'd really want to spend some quality time.
Quality? A full month?
A full month.
All day, every day?
Just sitting down, listening to their tales, listening to their wisdom, taking it on, helping it grow me to be a more fulfilled and content person that can live my life in a holy and beautiful way to raise their gorgeous grandchildren.
That's what I say? You're a better man than I.
I would say that too. Yeah, that's what I would do. That's but what are you going to do?
I'm just going to go travel. Yeah. I'm just going to get out and about.
That's a fair shout.
Yeah. It's funny because I see all these, because you know how if you watch one particular topic of a YouTube video on YouTube, the algorithm just shoves anything and everything, even vaguely related, right down your throat.
Shoves it down your ass.
Like, because down I search your ass, some up your China ass.
You
travel
you go, stuff. So stop, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know when you're shoving things at people, like ramming it down their throat?
Yep.
Or, and then you, when you talk about
in their rear ends,
No, but it's shoving up.
Right.
So he's shoving it up my ass and shoving it down my throat.
Right.
It's like the north and south of the human body.
These are the directions. It's all heading towards the middle.
Yes. Never should the two meet.
No. But yeah, everyone just goes to like Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong, and Guangzhou, which is Canton. Those are the only places people ever go. I'm going to go to the ass end nowhere.
So it's like you're like going to the Invercargill.
Yeah, I'm going to the Invercargills of China. Like I told my wife the other day, like she would have heard of these places. Like I'm going to this place, and she's like, "Why the hell would you want to go there?" Even she's like, "I'm like, look, there's this tower there from like 600 years ago." She's like,
"You're really selling it at the moment." You're like, "This place that nobody's interested in, that nobody wants to go to, I'm going to go there."
Exactly.
So how many videos are you planning to make over there?
As many as I can.
Have you exhausted your last trip's content?
No, I've still got a few months worth because I only put it out once every 2 weeks because I only really do the editing for that when I've got a bit of spare time.
Oh, wow. So you do these for the next 5 years. It's going to be like you're just going to do these mad... you're going to get older a lot quicker.
Holy crap. Between that last video and this video, he looks like a year older.
He looks like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't look great in the first place. Yeah, no,
he looks even worse.
He's had a mad night.
Yeah, basically. That's how it's going to be. Yeah.
I'm feeling a bit dusty, though, right now. Not sick-wise, but just like when you have to like kind of get on the terps and buy a lot of people alcohol night after night.
It's draining.
It is draining.
When you're a 40 plus.
Well, yeah, it is. And like, well, last night we were actually planning on doing it, but I just got back and I rang you and I was like...
Your voice, you were like, we can do it tonight if you want to.
I just couldn't be asked setting this up. I was like, I just didn't have it in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get you.
So I had a good, nice long sleep.
That's good.
Do I sound a little croaky?
You do sound a little bit off color.
Get the voice back.
It's just the AM. I do plan to talk a little bit about Super Rugby for those of you, for the 5% of you who are still tuned in.
And I plan to listen
a bit eagerly. Of Super Rugby, a bit of the old URC. Chasing the Sun 2 has debuted.
Chasing the Sun 2.
And some rugby laws.
Boy,
the law changes are on the way.
What a banger we've got today.
Exactly
eh?
Right.
This is a real exciting stuff. It's what everybody's talking about.
There's actually a bit of the old controversy about the rugby laws.
Okay, tell me. Should we start
anti-South African?
Oh, I love a bit of anti-South African stuff. I'm kidding. What is it?
I brought something for you.
What have you bought? What have you got? What is this? Whoa, God. Oh, no. We don't have a TCG yet. Walker. Okay, fantastic.
They can take pride of place here. There you go.
Look at that. That's very nice.
Yep.
Look at that.
I'll put that up where
It's quite a feminine-looking animal, isn't it? Look at it. It's got very cute little lips and little eyelashes on that thing. Look at it.
Tony's poking that bear.
No, but look at it. Seriously, it is feminine-looking. It's love. It's beautiful.
Beautiful animal.
Look at those eyelashes. Look at that perky little Bambi lips and stuff.
I was actually thinking Bambi as you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bambi doesn't have big horns like that, though.
It's a horny thing. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Thanks for this. This is really... Can I keep this?
From Timo.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. Hey, awesome, I'll keep this pride of place.
I've been meaning to bring that around for like four months.
It's a hell of a... I love South Africa. It's a great place. I really do. But I also love having a rival.
Yes.
You know, someone to...
Yeah, poke banter.
And they can be like, well, you guys... don't win as many World Cups, and we're like, well, you guys are really boring, and then that's basically it. Where's the 2CGD? It's at the far end. Can you get your gargantuan gorilla limbs on there? Okay, so this is me talking about rugby. Take over, I'm floundering here. All right, beautiful, fantastic.
Maybe this is why we do this at night with actual alcohol.
Yeah, there's no alcohol in this. This is we're on the 0%, and we're considering giving your son a 0% beer. Maybe that's not a good thing to do because it gets him into the habit of a few beers with dad. You know, like
he does often want to try whatever I'm drinking, and I always let him have a drip.
Yeah, like here's some Clippies and Coke, son. Now you're a real.
Has he tried
African.
The Clippies? He might have, probably. Yeah.
I gave Maddie like a tiny little, I remember doing that when I was a kid with
my dad's beer. Yeah, exactly. My dad did that with me. Yeah. Don't make it all mysterious and, you know, forbidden.
Yeah. And then dad was like, try some funnels. I was like, here we go.
Rugby.
Rugby. So where are we starting? The
Super
Lords?
Rugby.
Super Rugby. Crusaders still haven't won. Look at this. Why yeah. Amazing.
I feel like, and I want to ask you about this.
Ask me away, sir.
Interest levels in Super Rugby, my gut feeling tells me, better than the last few years.
Okay, why?
I don't, just like when I look at the viewing numbers, like they're still not through the roof on my channel.
Yeah,
but
right, okay. That's a good
I feel like it's better than previous years.
Do you think that's due to the fact that the Crusaders are losing?
I wanted to ask you that question.
Does
the fact that the Crusaders are having such an atrocious start to the season just add a bit of spice to a competition which was otherwise a little bit stale?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit. It was interesting. Like I went to this. It was a regional event that I went to this week in some sort of industry that I won't talk about. But people from all over the country actually end up going to it.
Right.
And the people from the Otago region, some of them were wearing Otago gear and some of them were wearing, you know, Hurricanes hats. And I was like, oh.
Do porn stars wear rugby gear? Jeez. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not supposed to mention the industry.
Yeah. You don't need to mention the industry. And they're all wearing, like, you know, Chiefs cock rings and stuff. It was great. Yeah, fantastic.
Can I just interject for just one moment? One thing I've noticed when I have traveled New Zealand, which is not that often, not as much as yourself, but here in Auckland, if you go to a rugby shop, you're probably going to find gear for all of the teams.
Mm.
But if you go everywhere else, if you go to Chiefs country, they only sell only Chiefs gear.
Yeah,
if you go to Dunedin, totally. They only sell Highlanders gear.
Yeah, and good luck finding some blue socks in Christchurch.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I wonder if other parts of the world are like that. I think some parts of the world you can't even buy rugby gear in just regular sports shops. Like you have to go to like the actual store, like the Harlequin shop kind of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, and people are so parochial to the areas, but these days everyone just gets their shit online, don't they?
Yeah. Probably.
Is it building more interest? That was your question. I'm not sure, man. I think it's just fun. It's just funny. I feel for, what's his name?
Rob Penny.
Rob Penny a little bit, but boy, oh boy, he needs to get some wins. And it's a hard task they got this week against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You'd have to say most likely it's going to be 6 losses in a row.
That being said, they don't have Damian McKenzie playing this weekend. Oh, he's on All Blacks rest. Oh, the All Blacks rest thing kind of sucks.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the sting out of the games, doesn't
it? I don't see the Wallabies guys doing, like, every week the main Wallabies guys seem to be playing. I haven't seen any, because, you know, they always do the team announcements and they've got, you know, oh, this guy's out with concussion, this guy's got, you know, PCL injury, and this guy's on All Blacks rest. The Wallabies guys are never like, well, he's on Wallabies rest.
Well, the Wallabies got to have all those rests through the finals of the Rugby World Cup. They didn't have to play any rugby.
I suppose so. They got a few more weeks off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a fair comparison.
Yeah. Sorry, Wallaby. And they're not a, I think there is like a sort of spine to the All Blacks that you kind of know.
The All Blacks is just a more centralised organisation, isn't it?
Yeah, like
the
New Zealand rugby has got. They know who their players are for the most part. There's definitely going to be some fringe players coming in and coming out and all that sort of stuff. But the Wallabies is just, you think of, well, who's in their, who's their starting number 10 right now? You don't know who their starting players are right now. So who are their big names right now? I don't know, maybe give Mick Wright a week off. I think how hard that guy's working at the moment.
Yeah, true.
That would be. Who did they play in the weekend? They almost.
They lost to the Force. Yeah, the Force
got
their first win.
I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that.
I did my Super. That's the only one I got wrong.
Yeah, and I was watching. That was insane.
94% of people or something picked the Reds to win that one because the Reds have been great.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to watch it because I was like, I know the result of that game. And you know, the other one that kind of screwed me this week was I watched the first 61 minutes of the Hurricanes and the Highlanders. And was it the Hurricanes and the Highlanders? Who were the
Chiefs played the Highlanders.
Oh, no, sorry, Chiefs and Highlanders.
Yeah.
And it was going as suspected.
Yeah, 28-0, Chiefs are going to flog them.
Yeah, and then I went, oh, okay, I'll watch something else. I put an NRL game on for the last 20 minutes or something. And I was like, what? Fuck it. What was the end score? 28-21. Like, how the hell did that...
Super rugby, baby, is it back?
The Highlanders didn't look like they knew how to play rugby for the first 61 minutes of that game. They were shithouse. There's a couple of big red cards over the weekend. By the way, we're talking about last week's rugby, and you're probably watching this while this week's rugby has already happened. We have really mucked up our schedules a little bit, too. Yeah.
Sickness and conferences, I guess.
Who got a red card for the... There was a red
Talia for the Highlanders, the midfielder. Right. He got a red card for a
just
high shot.
Just went in and didn't go on at the right
height. Just didn't get down. Like, there was another incident, I think it was the same game, was it?
Yeah.
But the tackler was just bent, so the ref was like, no foul play. Like, you hit him in the head, but if you're bent and he's dipped, then it's not foul play.
And that Talia one, I don't know who the tackler was, but it's tough when there's a guy trying to get over the ball and the only bit that's exposed of him is like sternum to head. And you're like, well, I've got to hit the guy somehow. And he just got it wrong. It was a red. Yeah,
it was.
I heard somebody on the mic. I don't know where it was. He was like, he's having a laugh. when they said it was a red.
It's great to see what the mics pick up every now and again.
Yeah, having a laugh. Okay, so you think it's more spicy at the moment?
I think it's spicier. Just having the bit of, like, just a bit of surprise.
And a bit of other teams winning.
Aussie teams doing okay. Seem better, for sure. Like, even the Force, who up until last week were like, oh man, these guys are going to be whipping boys as well. They're not. Moana Pacifica haven't been whipping boys. Like, it's...
Can we start to talk about a world where the Crusaders don't make the top 8 in the stupid system?
I've had a look, because remember, with Super Rugby, 8 of 12 teams make the playoffs. The bar is set.
If they squeak through and somehow win the title this year, I'm going to cut off your testicles.
From memory, the Crusaders have still got Moana Pacifica, they've still got the Force, they've still got the Rebels, and they've still got the Waratahs to play. Now, they could lose to all of those teams.
They could, but they probably won't.
They probably should win, at least.
They're under strength at the moment, aren't they?
They are. They're still waiting for some guys to come back, but they only need to win, like, 5 games.
Yeah.
So they've still got other games. They've got the Blues to come. They've still got the Chiefs this week. They've still got the Highlanders.
We played them last week.
We've still got one more game against them, I think, away.
We made it look harder than it needed to be.
Oh, God, we made it look awful. We should have got a bonus point. How did we not get a bonus point?
Yeah, I think there is a huge amount of... I think just getting the win, that felt really, really satisfying for me. I'm still dog shit scared of the Crusaders.
I picked the Blues in that game on my Subaru by one because I was like, even the Crusaders, they're lowest of the low. I'm not convinced.
Yeah, no. Even watching the game, I was like...
One more try.
Yeah, and I think... There is like a psychological thing they have over us because we've just been burnt by them so many times.
Exactly.
And they just didn't play to their optimal. Yeah.
But and we'll the Hurricanes are a real good news story. They were kind of less fancied prior to the start of the season. It was all Blues, Crusaders, Chiefs, Highlanders are looking a bit better, but the Hurricanes, maybe not, but 5-0. And for their last game, they basically changed their whole team and they still flogged the Rebels. So
it's not bad. Some really nice looking players as well.
Yeah.
You know, like Ruben Love.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
What a player.
So, yeah, Super Rugby, I think it's going good.
Yeah. Name three players you think that may be working their way into All Black contention that have not been All Blacks before.
Ruben Love, like you said, it's got to be one of them.
Yeah. How do you think, he has been All Black before, how do you think Shooter's looking pretty good this year?
Yeah, Shooter's looking pretty sharp.
Come on, get him in there.
Get in there, Shooter.
Yeah, especially with Will Young being out. Will Young. Will
Jordan. Tony just makes names up.
Will Young is the first ever pop idol from 2002 in the UK.
Wow.
Will Young and Gareth Gates. I was in the UK then.
Okay. Yeah. With your Welsh girlfriend.
No, it was well before I met her. I was 18 and 19.
Oh, good to know.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm old. anyway, what are we talking about? Will Young. Yeah, Gareth Gates had a stutter.
Potential guys who make the All Blacks.
Oh yeah, that's right. So yeah, Shooter's got a good shot there because Will Jordan isn't able to play for this pretty much the season, really, is he?
Yeah, basically, we're missing a fullback. So
okay, you had anything else to that point?
No, that's
about
it.
About like you cut off mid sentence.
Yeah, my brain just went nut bam.
Again, two other players you think
early in the morning. I don't know if he'll make the All Blacks. I personally like the look of Naitoa Akoi, the lock loose forward for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like with
Josh Lord, is he still in the picture?
Yeah, I think so.
He did a nice little kick through.
Yeah. But with all the talk about Sam Whitelock maybe coming back, I'm like, what
on earth?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah, they're talking about like they need to bring Sam Whitelock back.
I read something that Artie's opened the door to him playing again this year. Ooh. and is interested in knowing what raises captaincy.
Yeah, it's a bizarre one. I feel like they need a... Like, with the Sam Whitelock one, you just need to have faith in the young guys. I'm sorry. Like...
Sam Whitelock is... If he's... I don't know. He's a freak.
Yeah.
He was not playing badly when he left. No. But you kind of just thought, okay...
He was rotating between starting and the bench, you know.
Which was the first time in his career. But he got that massive turnover
in the Ireland game. But still, like, that's... His time's done. He's been a servant for the All Blacks. He's finished now.
Is he good enough? If he's good enough, he should play. If he's not good enough, like, I get irritated when old guys get put in purely on reputation and they're just not good enough.
Right.
But Sam Whitelock wasn't at that stage where he was just not good enough.
But you want to accept before you get to that point of where you're like, well, he's not good enough anymore.
Yeah, what does he do to keep his body in check?
Because he's a freak of a human.
What a freak. Yeah. I didn't hear this that he was thinking about.
No, there was just talk, there's rumors about it that Razor wants to bring him back.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I mean, I guess Razor will want the guys he knows.
Yeah.
So
he would like Mwanga back, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he would want the likes of Mwanga and Whitelock and whatnot, but still.
Bit of rain outside.
Yeah, bit wet.
Mm. Nobody else can see that. That's just a comment between you and I.
There you go.
Special times. And you know who I like the look of?
Who do you like the look of?
I like the look of the pass of the number 9.
For the Chiefs?
For the Chiefs. Yeah. He's got kind of Aaron Smith type accuracy and quickness with his pass. What's his name? It's
Ratzema.
No, no, not that one. Not Ratzema. The other one. Who am I? Or am I thinking of the guy from the Canes?
Not Cam Roygaard's the guy for the
Canes. No. Yeah, he's Cam Roygaard.
Cortez Ratzema.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. Oh. Yeah. Sorry, I thought he had some sort of other name. Some sort of other
Billy Bob Thornton. That's another kind of name.
Saggy McBallface. so stupid. Okay, you know, I think he looks sharp, eh?
Yeah, he looks really good.
Too many good...
If you'd pushed me for my third one, he was going to be my next guy as well. So yeah,
really? Yeah. His pass looks very sharp. And yeah, that, I think that could be a nice one too with Cam Roy.
Yeah, different styles of players, eh?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's... I don't think Finlay Christie is...
Oh, man. He was pissing me off for the Blues. Like, yeah, just taking a sweet time. Like, every time we had the Crusaders kind of on the ropes... He would just take an extra 2 seconds to think about his pass, and the Crusaders are like, well, I guess we'll just form up our defensive line.
Yeah. You don't know how much of that comes from
his natural play
or the coach saying, look, when we've got ball,
set the pod,
make sure everything's structured.
Secure the ball, don't lose the ball.
Take your time. Yeah. Yeah. This is the style of the game we're wanting to play. We play our game, and he's just listening to the coach, but he just looks like he's...
Yeah.
Doing weird. Did you hear a strange sound?
I did. And I see the red light still flashing and the red lights are still on. So.
Yeah, okay. We're going well.
Everything's still good. But yes, Super Rugby has been good and I've been buoyed comments of a few people who were like, I'm actually going to watch some Super Rugby this year. Whee! Like some Irish and some South Africans and whatnot who were like, I'm going to give it a go.
Pick a team.
And nobody has said like, oh, I watched it and it was shit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one of the guys watched the Blues Crusaders game, which wasn't a cracker, but he was like, no, it's really good. So
I guess when you're watching Irk, anything looks good.
Oh, shots fired.
So
speaking of the Irk,
you irk me sometimes.
There's one game you should watch this weekend.
Tell me about it, man.
It's on TVNZ, so it's for free. You can watch it.
Okay.
Tomorrow, so that's Saturday morning.
What time?
8:35 in the morning, so it's a reasonable hour. It's not really rugby o'clock, but let's get up, have some breakfast, put some TV on.
I'll be like, darling, I'm sorry, I'm going to have 6 beers, this game of rugby on. Well, who's playing?
Leinster.
Versus Munster?
Against the Bulls. Oh, number one
okay.
against number two.
Oh, wow. I'm struggling to generate excitement here.
Come on, it's a massive game. There's going to be Irish internationals. There's going to be South African internationals. It's going to be a cracker.
Tell me who's up against each other in the front row, because that's what I care about.
I don't know how they're going to go with the selection. The teams aren't.
All right.
But okay. I'm hoping they'll unleash all the big dogs.
Who's the Bulls players these days? I don't even know these days because it's...
I mean, some of them you'll know, like Curtly Aaron. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what I mean. I don't know. Yes, I used to know. All I know is Oxenshay plays for the Sharks.
Yes, the Sharks lineup's incredible. Khaleesi they got a win the other day.
Oh, good for
this
them.
This is their second win of the season. Oh, the second win from like 12 games.
Yeah, Khaleesi plays for the Sharks.
Khaleesi's over in France now.
Khaleesi does not play for the Sharks.
No, he used to.
He's
been playing. One commenter told me he's not been playing that well over in France.
He's just not on the World Cup. Leave him alone.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, I think this should be a good game.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I think you should watch it.
So Leinster versus
the Bulls.
The Bulls. Yeah. And number one, number two.
Mm-hmm.
She's a big old game. And that's going to be at the Aviva?
I think at the RDS.
Oh, at the RDS. Okay, yeah. Cool.
That I don't actually know what RDS stands for, but that's the name of the stadium.
Roger Dick Syndrome.
That's it. That's exactly it.
The old Roger Dick Syndrome stadium. Speaking of stadiums... Bids are in now for the official new national stadium in Auckland. Four bids have been put in.
Huh?
Three of them, it's a big deal. It's looking very, very likely.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a new national stadium in Auckland, not Eden Park. Well, okay, can I tell you you didn't hear about any of this? I love it when I break some hot news.
Breaking news!
because in New Zealand there's a lot of bitching about Eden Park holy institution, but it's smack bang in the middle of a suburb.
Of a fairly affluent, not like the most affluent, but a kind of well-to-do suburb where... I think it's only a handful of kind of stick in the muds, but there's a few residents who are like, we don't like noise.
Well, we don't like noise and we don't like the fact drunk folks walk home and take pisses and shits in their garden.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they get irritated with that.
Yeah.
Which I live in West Auckland, so that's just a normal Tuesday.
You're the one taking the shits in their garden. Take that, Mount Eden. You and your cafes.
This is my own house. Sorry.
Yeah, I believe if the Aviva You know, I don't know if you've seen the Aviva on camera. There's one side of it that's kind of like, it's like big stand, big stand, big stand, small stand. Like one of them's like small. I think it's for the same reason that like it's next to some...
At the back behind one of the posts?
Yeah. Because it's all like, vroom, 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 and it scoops down. Yeah. I think someone told me it's because there's like housing on the other side of it or something and it would block their sunlight or something. So they had to, for like planning permission, they had to keep that one small.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyway, these four bids that have been put in, one of them is a major redevelopment to Eden Park.
No! Don't do it, you idiots. Eden Park loses so much money every year.
And then the other three are downtown. Two of them are at Bledisloe Wharf, like the sunken stadium.
Yeah.
The one that's actually going to be in the ground.
Yeah.
So it's like, doesn't come, you just, that sounds kind of bizarre, doesn't it? Kind of crazy. One of them 55,000, one of them 75,000 capacity. Oof. And then another, I think around Bledisloe Wharf kind of area. And another one towards Wynyard Quarter.
Okay.
I think all those other three options could be pretty incredible.
The main thing with any stadium that needs to be built in Auckland is it needs to be able to hold concerts.
Yeah.
Because...
What's your theory on this? I know concerts are great and all, but...
Because to make money, you ain't going to make money just playing like one All Blacks game and a bunch of blues games every... That's why Eden Park loses money. All other stadiums, like big venues around the world, like look at the... what's the one in LA... Where they've got like the basketball team, they've got an ice hockey team, and then there's Staples Center, I think there's like concerts there every freaking night.
Yeah.
Or ice hockey or NBA. Like it's like there's something going on. I know that's you can't compare LA with Auckland, but it needs to have regular events.
I don't really like going to stadium concerts a lot of the time. Because I don't like sitting in the stands listening to music.
Right.
Well, I went to Queens of the Stone Age a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And I ended up with didn't get general admission. I got like, you know, on the side of Spark.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting down and I was sitting there going,
move my butt in my seat.
Woo! Oh, I love this one. Didn't feel right, you know? And I did that for the Pixies as well at Spark. I was like, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Don't know why I started going into the old Carlton. Good like times. To be stood. And I love my favorite venue for music in Auckland is the Power Station.
Right.
Yeah. Been to the Power Station?
No, never.
Oh, dude.
Been past it.
You should nutshot yourself.
I think if they are going to build a stadium, they need to have it with like the kind of expandable seating thing where... Not that it actually moves, but...
What are we expanding here?
You basically need to have it like a blues setup where
you look
it's
like
small,
you're trying to kill a midget.
A blues setup and then like an All Black setup and a concert setup. It needs to be smart. It
just flexible.
Needs to be flexible. It needs to be fit for purpose. Yeah.
This is why you guys tuned into this podcast to hear
the
us
Stadium Planning Podcast.
And also meets the Rugby Geography, New Zealand Rugby Geography Podcast.
Exactly right.
There we go. This is a podcast called 2 Cents Gets Distracted. Tell people where they can find this podcast. Well, they're listening to it. They found it.
At the power station.
You may be watching this on Mark's YouTube channel.
Maybe my YouTube channel. Maybe Spotify. Maybe Google Podcasts.
You
maybe
find
Apple
half
Podcasts.
The other episodes on my channel. It's an alternative. It's a shared venture. In that respect, but then there's all the other platforms you can get it on.
This is true.
And thank you for coming along and listening to this absolute bullshit.
But that's good news. I think we're doing a new stadium.
Yeah.
Because to your point earlier, Eden Park doesn't get enough events to make it financially viable. They're only given permission to host a very limited number of events per year, and that doesn't pay the bills. It loses money every year. Auckland Council, which gets its money from the likes of you and I, have to bail it out with millions of dollars every few years, which kind of sucks that if we did lose Eden Park, it's a bit of history, but it's not fit for purpose anymore, in my humble opinion.
I love Eden Park. Lots of great memories.
I spent so much of my childhood at Eden Park.
Yeah. It'll be sad to see it go, if it does go.
I like the terraces, man. I grew up on the terraces.
Oh, yeah.
Dad always used to take us to the terrace. They don't do terrace seating anymore.
No, they don't.
I haven't done it for years.
The terraces were awesome. And it was like at a one day, the terraces.
Saw boobs.
Saw some.
First ever boobs.
Saw some titties.
At Eden Park.
Really?
On the terraces.
Really?
Yep.
And you're like, Mum, put them away.
Don't do it, Mum.
Exactly.
Everyone's got their cell phone cameras. I know this is before the days of cell phone cameras.
You're like, I don't need to be breastfed right now.
Who was it? I think it was, who was that bowler?
Shane Warne.
No, it was a New Zealander. Rocky, you
know, Gavin Larson. Danny Morrison.
Younger than that generation.
Younger than Danny Morrison?
Yeah, younger. So later on than Danny Morrison, after Danny Morrison had retired.
Chris Cairns.
Yeah, around about that generation. One of the bowlers.
Shane Bond.
Around the Chris Martin time, I think, but a better batsman than Chris Martin.
Scott Styris.
Basically, she said, because we were getting done by the Aussies, she said, whoever you are, I can't remember what his name was, hit a four and I'll show you my tits. And he hit a four. And everyone was like, and she was like, badoo! And I was like, wow! Because I was like, I don't know, 10, 12, I don't remember.
Straight from 6 to midnight, yeah. With a bunch of old blokes around
here. I was like, this is the best day of my life. Yeah. Still is, folks. Yeah,
exactly.
Still is.
Still trying to top that one.
Speaking of best days of my life, yes. Chasing the Sun 2.
Oh, how?
Have you seen it?
You know the answer to that question.
You haven't seen it.
I can't
bring yourself to watch
it. No, never. I didn't watch. Why would I want to watch it? I did not watch Chasing the Sun 1. I will not watch Chasing the Sun 2. Why would I want to watch it?
Because you like rugby.
I like rugby, but I don't like watching a documentary about South Africa jacking themselves off for fucking 6 episodes. No.
5 episodes.
I don't know why. Yeah, I know how it finishes. It finishes like Invictus. It sucks. They win. They have lots of problems in South Africa. Yeah, that sucks. Some terrible stuff. But lots of great people, and they overcome. They bind together, and they show not only themselves but the whole nation of South Africa, the true spirit of South Africa, and they're winners. And Rassie Erasmus is a god, and Sia Khaleesi is.
There's so many F-bombs in that. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah,
great. I love it.
Rassie loves an F-bomb. Yeah, I think you'd really bond with Rassie if you watched it. Have you seen any of it? Like even the trailers?
Not a second.
So the
if something comes up, if someone's trying to get hyped about Chasing Sun,
the intro to the first episode is like, I think it's the halftime team talk, South Africa, England, the semi-final. South Africa's down at halftime. And Rassie is just going off, man. He's going like, you said you weren't going to give away those penalties. You said you wouldn't effing do it. You guys are effing liars. He's just like ripping the shit out of them. It's great.
Fabulous.
It's great. You should watch it.
I'm not going to. But thank you for... Because you see me...
Let's not go there. It's less drama than... like the Netflix series. The Netflix series is a lot of like contrived reality TV drama. Because I think the Netflix series is, you've got Netflix, here's some content you might like. Whereas, because it's only on DSTV in South Africa, it's basically like, you are already signed up to watch a ton of rugby stuff. So here's some more rugby stuff that you will enjoy. So it's marketed very differently.
So it's going for the people that would watch it, not new
basically.
Audience.
They're not trying to get new audience.
But also South Africans, especially now, are absolutely obsessed
with rugby. Sure. Their crowds in the URC have been great, by the way.
That's great.
Yeah. A lot of people are asking me where I watched it, because we're not in South Africa with DSTV. I would just say, have you ever heard of that messaging app Telegram?
No.
Okay.
Is that what you sent me?
No.
What? Okay, sorry.
This is not the...
Did it fall off the back of a truck?
So, All right. Anyway.
Don't watch it if you can't watch it.
Rugby laws. Don't break the law. Watch legally.
Are you trying to get me hard? You bring up rugby laws. You know what it does to me.
So, World Rugby.
Are we going to fuck right now?
That's one you have to believe.
Damn it!
you can leave one in. It's fine. Yeah. I'll give you the one. Yeah. Their plan. This is gonna give you a bit of morning wood. their plan. This is their words to enhance rugby's global appeal.
I'd like to enhance it.
Yep. And their first key point is speeding up play. This is right up your alley.
Yeah, because you know what? Can I just... I've been thinking a bit... You know, we always talk about scrums and we talk about how amazing they are. I'm like, they're kind of boring and they suck to watch. And they... Nobody understands them and they don't bring in... Then you're like... You're a hardcore rugby fan.
Right.
People who watch you are hardcore rugby fans. Most YouTubers who have YouTube channels are hardcore rugby fans. They're like, oh, I love the scrums! Leg press! You know... You know, the everyone's like fully into it. And then it comes, oh, well, scrums, it's amazing. Oh, this is the thing. But we're talking about the hardcores. Yeah, a way to actually bring appeal to the casuals. If I talk to any casual, they're like, oh, I tried to watch some rugby, but effing scrums, man.
And so, we talked about this last time. The people, it was all TMO at the World Cup. People,
yeah, TMO.
Nobody was complaining about the scrums. It was all about World
Cup. I talked to people. I talked to people. Yeah, go on.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah, so what are they going to do about the scrums? Change it all to free kicks?
First thing is not about scrums.
Okay, yeah.
Is there's the existing law about how the ref can call use it when the ball's available at the back of a ruck.
And they implemented that already in Super Rugby.
Yeah,
and basically... Got things a little snappy.
They've been told that the ref needs to call use it earlier. Because I think basically right now, the common... Like it's not... It's just the way the refs ref the game. The ball's there, and the ref kind of gives the guy a minute, and he's like, oh, if you're not going to do anything, then use it, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's just going to be, if it's there, use it. So the refs are
going
to be...
Use it. Ben, I heard, was hearing Ben O'Keefe like going...
Yeah, use it.
Five.
Yeah. Yeah, the refs are going to be encouraged.
Then he misses four, and then he goes three, two, one. And
they're basically just going to call use it earlier.
The only other one thing I'd like to see there...
The caterpillar rucks.
Yeah, I would like to see, if once the referee's yelled use it, no one else can enter the ruck.
Right, yeah.
On both sides.
Right.
So you can't counter ruck.
Like it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
You've lost, you've won, use it.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's another one where they're going to reinforce the strict rules about water carriers entering the field.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand those bastards. Assholes. Water sucks. Yeah, because they come in and slow down play. There was that ridiculous situation with Kaputo. No, it wasn't actually. Kapuatsa in Italy where he was trying to take the kick and there was a water guy just standing in front of him. Like, that was weird. Why was he on the field?
Oh, that was... That was Garbisi.
Yeah, that was very odd.
Kapuatsa doesn't
take
the kicks.
Yeah, and I get sick of their faces and their stupid vests.
How dare you with your water.
Yeah. There's lots of times to get water onto the fields in rugby games. Like, you don't have to manipulate situations to do it.
Guys need water.
Yeah, they do need water. Like, not after... I think Colin Meads used to had a... You know, had a lot of those old guys, they have that... They post in a speeches where they just get to go on... Tickets where they go to the fancy
guest meals, speakers.
Guest speakers, and they do an after dinner speech. And his one, he'd always say, watching South Africa and the All Blacks playing. It was like 2007. It was like, they kick the ball off, it goes out, and all of a sudden, knocks it on. Six other people come on. Two water boys, one physio after 30 seconds. What's a tough game? Yeah.
This is true.
Ridiculous.
It has changed.
Yeah.
Guys need jobs, I guess. And then there's a few...
Guys need water, guys need jobs.
Getting those employment numbers
exactly.
up.
Exactly. People need caterpillars.
So those are the ones that are like already existing laws that they're just going to push harder.
Yes.
Then there's ones that they're proposing to change in May when the World Rugby Council next meets. They're going to propose a few things. So one of them is...
When they're dark ivory tower.
Change that that law that's already in place in Super Rugby.
Yeah.
That DuPont law that, like, you know, if you kick it, if you catch a kick...
Yeah.
The players in front of you, the opposition players, even though they were in front of the kicker, they are made onside if you run like 5 meters in any direction.
Oh, really?
That's why guys were catching the ball and not moving.
Yeah.
Because then the player has to kind of run his players onside.
Yeah.
So Super Rugby went, no, that's stupid, because then they were just getting the kick tennis
battles. And it was ridiculous.
So World Rugby is going to kibosh that one, which I think makes sense. Well, that's the proposal anyway. There's another one which I think you are going to appreciate, but is being seen as rather anti-South African.
Go on.
I can see. Is that a...
Whoa!
Is that a Mars bar in your pocket?
Yeah.
Or are you just happy to see this law? Yeah. They're going to remove proposed the removal of the scrum option from a free kick.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So if there's a scrum, kind goes of, down, or is it a short arm, you can't call for a scrum.
Yeah, tap it and go.
Got to get on with it. You can kick it, but you know it'll be opposition ball if you kick it out.
Tap it, go. And are they going to get rid of the stupid one where they can't do that on calling a mark?
Yeah, I guess because a mark's also like a free kick, so yeah, can't scrum it. But that was one of the greatest moments of the last World Cup. For those of you listening, at my comment about being one of the greatest moments of the World Cup, Tony just pulled the finger. Not at me, but at the camera. At you.
I apologize.
I felt that was rude.
Okay. Well, yeah, good stuff.
So you happy with that one?
I'd like to. Now, the only one I want to see now is depowering all scrums. Six tackles.
I was going to say, there's going to be one more where if there's more than 10 scrums in a game, all the flankers are sent off. Phases are limited to six.
Exactly. You don't actually the breakdowns going, you stand out, put it through your legs.
There's no more line outs, you just have to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A line out, well, in rugby league, the ball goes out, it's a scrum.
Oh, is it really? I thought they just passed it in.
No, that's a penalty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you get a penalty, you get to kick it down, and then somebody has to throw
it. So the rugby league actually has more scrums.
Yeah, but they're better. I honestly don't mind a scrum. I just don't like the significance put on it and the amount of time it takes. So the big thing I would like to see, which I think is the most contentious thing that most people would not like if you're a scrum fan, is most penalties are pretty much removed from the scrum unless you're doing something... You know, dirty, egregious. If you change your bind or you freaking collapse or something like that, or you get squeezed out or you pop up, it's a free kick.
Yeah.
And from that free kick, you can't take a scrum. You know, you have to tap it and go.
It's Tony hates rugby.
Yeah. I love rugby. I just don't like that many. It's just boring.
Croc rolls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, but I thought the croc roll in the neck is hard to do, but it's hard to get a player off the ball who's really clean. And then basically you just could be like, oh, there's no way I can get that guy off. Just come and...
You're just going to have to surrender it, I guess. Remove the contest. I don't know. It's a hard one. The breakdown's a really, really hard one.
Yeah.
Bunch of other stuff as well, I think, including 20-minute red cards are going to be kind of continue to be explored.
I like those.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds exciting. Some exciting stuff.
Rugby.
Yeah. I'm sorry that we're not talking about the games that you've just watched. You know,
they haven't happened yet
because today it's Good Friday.
Yes, it's Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yes,
yeah. Is there anything else we needed to discuss?
Do you watch any other sports? You watched a bit of league?
The Waz got their first one of the year.
So they're one from three.
It's okay.
Better than the Crusaders are doing.
Much better than the Crusaders. And we're very unlucky to lose that game against the Storm previously. I did show you that try, didn't
it? Was
I?
Amazing,
incredible. Incredible. The Coates try with the put down. It's
genuinely amazing.
Actually, if you saw the podcast,
you would have seen it if you'd watched the visual medium.
Yes. If you're listening in the listening medium,
then it would have been a bit harder to see it.
You would have had to imagine it in your mind's eye.
But it was amazing.
Yeah. Like the way it is. Oh, really? That's incredible.
Yeah.
The Warriors played. Who did we even play? I can't even remember. Who did we play?
Tigers?
No. Don't just yell stuff. Eels? That's how I am. That's when you got that guy's name, Steve.
Eels, Bulldogs, Titans.
No, it was
Roosters.
Oh, the Raiders.
The Raiders. Canberra.
Canberra Raiders.
They also play where the Brumbies play.
Yes, that's right. Ricky Stewart's the coach there. Do you know that name, Ricky Stewart?
I don't know Ricky Stewart. It seems like a grumpy man.
He's a grumpy man. He really is. I need to pee.
Oh, good times.
Have we got through this?
I think Reece Zammit is going to get a contract with one of the NFL teams initially.
Well done, Reece.
Getting that initial contract is different from playing in the NFL, but good luck to him.
Well done, Reece. Congratulations. We're all very proud of you. To you, Reece.
I will be in touch with you from China at some point.
Yeah, that's a good point. So the podcast will be a little... It's been a little bit irregular the last couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah.
With
sicknesses and stuff. So the body gets a little bit irregular as you get
exactly.
To that age.
We're peak performance athletes. Doesn't
run like clockwork anymore.
No.
You got to get some of that all brand.
I don't know why you couldn't come when you had your erectile dysfunction problems. That was weird. And you're like, I just can't get a boner.
If I can't get a boner, I just can't see you. Yeah. It doesn't feel right to see you and not have a boner. So
it's hard to weird me out, but that does.
Finally got it.
Yeah, got me. Got him, yes.
But yeah, we might be able to do, I'll see how my internet situation goes while I'm in China. Yeah, let me know. Because the internet situation in China can be a bit...
Up and down.
Up and down, yes.
All right, well...
You go urinate.
It might be... we might do one in a fortnight or something like that. But,
and then I'll be back in May.
And when the real rugby, international rugby sort of kicking off and all that sort of thing?
Real rugby.
Well, when there's... More intriguing.
Women's Six Nations is on, by the way. I haven't seen it because I was sick.
I think
it's going to be dominated by France and England somehow.
Yeah, probably. All right, well, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for sticking through whatever this was. Make sure you go listen to it wherever it is. And leave a review. We haven't checked out the reviews for a while.
We need to check out the reviews.
Yeah, yeah. Good on you, Mark. Have a great time in China, my friend.
I'll try not to get arrested.
All right, up the wires.
Take care, folks.
See you later.